Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So the Supreme Court of Virginia has upheld a lower court ruling that has ordered the reinstatement of a Northern Virginia gym teacher who said he would not refer to transgender students by their pronouns. Loudoun County Public Schools appealed to the state Supreme Court after a judge ruled that the school system violated the free speech rights of teacher Tanner Cross by suspending him after he spoke up at a school board meeting. Now, Cross is a teacher at Leesburg Elementary, and he cited his religious convictions at a May board meeting in which the school board debated proposed changes to its policies and treatment of transgender students. Cross said he would not use transgender students' pronouns. So many school boards, according to NPR, across the country have been revising their policies to be more inclusive of transgender students. And this is definitely something that is probably going to grow in terms of controversy. And I see both sides. I just always do. You know, having a family member who is transgender. I have a nephew who's transgender, and having another family member who's gay, and having friends who are transgender. I understand that if they want to be addressed a certain way, they have a right to be addressed that certain way. That's their name. That's their, you know. I mean, if I want to change my name, if I want you to look at me as, you know, who I want to be, I, you know, should have that right. On the flip side, if you do have religious convictions and you feel like you are violating religion, you shouldn't be forced to participate in something that could violate your religion. And so where this got ugly and where this got into the courts is he got suspended or fired. So once mandates come into play and demands come into play, that's when it starts getting hairy. And the one thing we keep seeing, which is a shame, is how religion and progressiveness might not always mix. And the country is becoming much more progressive. And, you know, as people have rights, and the progressive movement wants to protect those rights, does that also mean religious people get their rights protected too? If we're going to protect everybody's rights, do we protect all of them? So when I grew up, if somebody didn't like that I was a girl, and I'm a girl, and I could see they didn't like me, I wasn't going to get them fired. I didn't like me. Sadly, you know, I'm in this position. I'm just going to think of him as a jerk. Hopefully karma will get him. And I mean, it stinks. You're a student. You can't, you know, you don't really have a choice. People mispronounced my name when I asked them to pronounce my name correctly and they wouldn't get it. I just said to heck with it. It's different though for somebody who is wanting to be now accepted in society as somebody else that is different from what might have been assigned at birth. And so when you think, well, you know, why can't somebody just say, well, you know what, all right, well, then just get over it. You know, it's because, again, in order for, you know, somebody to be who they want to be, they, you know, they deserve a degree of respect and they deserve a degree of validity. What I think might be the answer to this controversy is just don't fire people. I mean, maybe the answer to this is, you know, because I know a lot of religious people as well, and I know atheists. And, you know, a lot of religious people are like, look, I don't want to put my religion onto you. It's just, I'm going to do me, you do you. I'm going to do me, you do you. And that might be maybe the easiest way to manage this. And also, maybe I'm wrong, I don't really use pronouns for people. I call them by their name. You know, a lot of this is surrounding the pronouns. So when I had students, and there was like, 180, I learned every one of their name. I might have mixed them up. I might have called a couple people the wrong name. But for the most part, I called them by their name. I didn't know what their gender was. If that's their name, that's their name. If their name is Bill, if their name is, you know, Judy, if their name is that, that's what I'm going to call you. I'll leave it at that. And I'm not going to say he, she, why am I talking about you in the third person? Just say their name. But if, you know, we're firing people for not feeling comfortable calling somebody, you know, who they don't believe is, you know, male or female. And we're putting students in positions where they're being, you know, addressed a sex that or a gender that they aren't. So then maybe just get rid of the whole pronoun idea and just call people by their first name. My name is Dahlia. Whether I'm a girl, whether I'm a boy, just call me Dahlia. I definitely don't want you fired over it. I don't want you to have to give up your religion. And I am who I am. I'm Dahlia. Now, I just happen to be a girl and identify as one and, you know, have been assigned a girl's birth. That's just me. You know, I mean, but, you know, so it might be easier for me to say. But if a transgender is in your class, just call them by the name they want to be called. If their name is, I mean, you know, and now if somebody's taking it to the, like, let's say you have somebody who was born at, you know, Elisa, and they want to be called Larry. How many names, like Corey, are girl and boy names? You see? Drew. So, it shouldn't be an issue. You do me, I do you. Or vice versa. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
In the last 12 months, the Federal Reserve has added over $4 trillion to their balance sheet. It's led to an explosion in financial assets. Stocks, bonds, commodities, cryptocurrencies, housing prices have all exploded higher. But the Federal Reserve can't keep this going forever. This is unsustainable. It's why you need Advantage Gold. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. We don't pay celebrities millions of dollars. We pass that value on to you. It's why we're number one. Call 800-900-8000 now. Speak with one of our experts and learn how. We'll send you a free gold kit and a copy of my national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call 800-900-8000 now.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So Hurricane Ida has moved to the northeast. And I believe they are expecting some flash floods coming up in the Boston area. When you look at the satellite radar, it looks like a lot of rain. And remember, Ida, Hurricane Ida, came to the U.S. as a Hurricane 4, was still a Hurricane 2 as it was moving inland. We usually downgrade pretty quickly to a storm and then later a depression. So it took a long time to downgrade. But they say Ida leftovers are going to deliver the biggest punch of all. It is starting to move quicker, but they do believe they're going to be seeing a lot of torrential downpours. In fact, Boston has received 17 inches of rain in the past 2 months, has had the third wettest summer on record, and so they fear that they are going to see some of the heaviest rain they've seen all summer. I've said this, the West is getting drier, the East is getting wetter. I mean, call it climate change, yeah, that's a big change. It's a change, but the West has been getting drier for years, and I just wish we could get some of that moisture over here, but sadly, no. So for the rest of the day today, light to moderate rain is going to spread over southern New England from the southwest. They said they're not expecting any serious flooding issues because most, they're going to have about an inch of rainfall, but then after 8 p.m. is where it could start getting ugly. They're going to have some heavier rain that's going to start to migrate eastward, and there are going to be pockets of downpour. You see a bunch of red and dark red. When you look at the satellite, you have green. Excuse me, green is light rain, then you have the yellow, then you have the orange, then you have the red, and then you have the dark blood red. Those are some pretty, pretty bad rain. That's kind of some of the hurricane rain type stuff without the winds. So the Northeast is going to see the peak of the storm after 11 p.m. Between 11 p.m. and 7 a.m., there are going to be waves of torrential rain. The rain will be coming down in buckets, about 1 to 3 inches per hour. Storm drains they are expecting will not be able to keep up. Areas receiving 3 or more inches in a 3-hour span are going to be at significant risk for flash flooding. According to Boston CBS Local, some models are indicating the potential for a high-end flood event in parts of the area, which is on the rarity of 1 in 10 years, which means not only urban and small stream flooding, but rivers may flood. Basements prone to water and roads that are prone to washing out should be prepared for overnight flooding. So they say if you do live in a flood-prone area or have issues when heavy rain comes through, they say it could be a long night. I'm going to tell you, get out of Dodge. They said it initially appeared as though the highest rainfall totals would be over extreme southern New England, including the Capes and the Islands. They say this forecast changed a bit. They say now the centers of the remnant of Ida are now forecast to come up over southeast Massachusetts, and that change in track is going to now include New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. So New England is going to see about 2.5 to 5 inches of rainfall overnight. Worst case scenario for some isolated areas would be as much as 6 to 7 inches of rain. What they usually get in about 2 months are all going to come in about a 6 to 10 hour period. So thunderstorms, with thunderstorms and with flooding, obviously come a lot of health risks. We spoke about that when we were talking about Louisiana and Mississippi. But on top of that, power outages. Now, what are the winds going to look like? Well, the winds in the Northeast are going to be ranging anywhere from 30 to 45 miles an hour. Not necessarily hurricane strength, because it's not at the 74 miles per hour, but still significant. And they say that wind strength probably won't cause too much concern along the coast, but some trees might come down, and they are expecting some power outages. So Godspeed as Ida still packs a punch. Now, we are watching very closely what's happening with the Gulf Coast states because, Ida had sadly brought Hurricane 4 weather, and then, unfortunately, it also caused the power outages and much of the sequela that we're seeing. And so, currently, we're being told that the power is still out. I'm sorry, I'm having trouble pulling up. Probably because they have power outages, but we're being told here that there's still no power, there's still no water, no gasoline for many areas. AP News, now that was actually, though, a little while back. Let me see if it got better. We do have an update right now. Energy officials gave an update. They're trying to restore service to more than 173,000 people who remain without power in the greater New Orleans area. There's been some press conferences, and we're trying to get some updates. Of course, it's difficult because they're, in fact, a lot of the news sadly is lagging because people don't have time to do interviews right now. So according to CNN, and this comes from about an hour ago, we still are dealing with a lot of people that have no power or water service. And when you have elderly people, when you have people who are sick, people trying to avoid COVID, needing good food, needing fresh food, needing air conditioning is kind of important. So More than 980,000 homes and businesses in Louisiana, more than 31,000 in Mississippi, were without power as of this morning. This is according to Power Outage US. Some parishes have warned residents that the power outages could last at least a month as the state now recovers from post-tropical cyclone Ida. A month of power issues. Mind you, temperatures are still in the 90s in southeast Louisiana and southern Mississippi. Not only is there the high temperature, but there's humidity. When you add them both together, it's like up to 108 degrees. Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang told CNN's Don Lemon this is not a livable condition. Residents who chose to ride out the storm are now packing the highways to get out. I'm licensed in Mississippi and Alabama. So I was seeing patients or taking care of patients over the phone who had fled Louisiana, fled parts of Mississippi to areas in Alabama or Tennessee or elsewhere to try to get away from, you know, the conditions right now. They say generations are helpful. Sadly, they could be harmful, and there could be carbon monoxide poisoning. So obviously we're warning people to be careful and not have, make sure they have carbon monoxide monitors, make sure they have ventilation around that generator so they don't build up carbon monoxide. In New Orleans, they said 12 people from one home were taken to hospitals for suspected carbon monoxide poisoning caused by a portable generator. They're also saying a large number of gas stations in Louisiana does not have fuel. Apparently, there are outage figures compiled by Gas Buddy. In New Orleans, cars were lined up overnight at the few gas stations in that area that were open. So, in Plaquemines Mines Parish, southeast of New Orleans, officials told residents they didn't have a timeline for restoration or power service, and they were trying to restore water service. They said due to this, supplies such as water, groceries, gasoline, and medical supplies have been depleted and will not be readily available. So right now, officials are saying stay away if you evacuated. Don't come home yet. Now, mind you, I mean, I had a hit over the weekend, but they have scarce supplies. They don't know, they have, you know, unsure timelines on utility restorations. So according to CNN News, Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser had said, stay away until you're told to come back. We're asking people, do not come back. And if you've got somewhere to get out of town, out of the heat, go to it. Now, mind you, this is the same day as, you know, CDC said, look, you know, if you're unvaccinated, don't travel for Labor Day. You know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. Governor Bill Edwards said he's mindful that we just had the strongest hurricane, at least tied for the strongest that the state has ever experienced. Infrastructure has been damaged. But we heard a lot of the levees still did a pretty good job. They say to get power back, the city does not need restoration of all 8 of their high voltage transmission lines. They said we can get power to the city, but we may not be able to get it to your house quickly. Mississippi, luckily, is starting to get power restored. I couldn't imagine. I mean, when there's a power outage for 30 minutes, I panic. I cannot imagine going for days. Now, how's the water doing? Well, search and rescue operations have been underway. It's been about 3 days now since Ida made its torrential rainfall and landfall. And thus far, there's been 5 deaths, including a drowning in Louisiana's Jefferson Parish outside New Orleans. Hundreds of people had to be rescued. Search and rescue crews have not been able to access some of the hardest hit areas. It's kind of unclear how many residents will still be trapped. So when we start to hear the death toll of somebody getting eaten by an alligator and then somebody else, you know, a tree falling on them, we knew this was an underestimation because just crews couldn't get to where they needed to get to. So anything you could do to help, donate to the Red Cross, donate blood. These hospitals are going to need blood. Donate blood is National Blood Donation Week. Salvation Army, if you have items to donate to Salvation Army, they could at least donate goods or money to the area. 1-877-DOC-DELI.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not cannot be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
America's longest war has come to a close.
That's how Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin opened a Pentagon briefing on Wednesday. Austin saying the 20-year conflict has taken a deep toll on the United States. He praised the massive evacuation operation at the Kabul airport and said U.S. troops were tireless, fearless, and selfless. Austin speaking there as House Republicans are calling for a hearing regarding the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Florida Congressman Brian Mast, who lost both legs in Afghanistan, says President Biden needs to explain why he didn't bring every American and interpreter home.
He said, we will get every American out. We will get everyone out. And then they backtracked on that and said, no, we're going to be intimidated by these terrorists at every step along the way.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. About 6 in 10 voters believe the country has gone pretty seriously off track as President Biden faces a wave of criticism over his handling of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's according to a new Politico Morning Consult poll released on Wednesday. The study, conducted from Saturday to Monday, found that 61% of respondents believe the country is on the wrong track, compared to just 39% who say the country is going in the right direction. The survey also found a record low overall approval rating for Biden at 47%, with 49% saying they disapproved of the president's job performance overall. Northern California's Caldor Fire is now threatening 34,000 more structures and has turned a popular resort city into a ghost town. Everyone has left the city of South Lake Tahoe under mandatory evacuation orders that moved out 53,000 people. USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So Virginia Tech has kicked out. Some people are saying disenrolled, some saying kicked out. A bunch of students who were not vaccinated for COVID. According to the New York Post, more than 100 Virginia students were removed from the fall semester roster after they failed to comply with the university's COVID-19 vaccine mandate. The Blacksburg, Virginia University disenrolled 134 students who did not submit their vaccine proof to attend fall classes. This is being reported by the Roanoke Times. Says here they did not submit vaccination documentation or receive a medical or religious exemption. according to university spokesperson Mark Ovskarsky. Ovskarsky said it's unclear whether any of the students who didn't provide vaccination proof were planning to return in the fall for reasons unrelated to the mandate. The students represented about 4% of the university's approximate 37,000 students and could have accounted for an estimated $2 million to $3 million in undergraduate in-state tuition fees, as well as room and board. The college announced earlier this summer that it would require students to be vaccinated against the virus by October 1. Now, in Charlottesville, the University of Virginia disenrolled 238 students who did not comply with vaccine rules. So, you know, this is, now we're coming into fall semester. So when we heard that these universities were going to, you know, make a rule and some of them were going to wait till FDA approval, and those universities that waited till FDA approval we're going to then probably start implementing that by spring 2022. Many of the other universities that were quick to jump on board said, nope, done. You have to be vaccinated to come back to campus. Now, in the school's defense, all right, colleges, and I'm not saying we play a violin for colleges, right? Because, you know, we know they have a lot of money and they have, you know, but in their defense, colleges got hit pretty bad. And so when governors in their respective states told them they had to close down, nothing kills a college more than not being able to have people on campus. And so I think colleges were so scared to death of what happened to them and the revenue loss and possibly losing students that they felt the safest thing to do is to make sure that they only had vaccinated people back on campus. So if a governor in the future wanted to close them down, they could say, look, we vaccinated, let us stay open. The problem with this is if you're vaccinated, you could still get COVID. And if you're vaccinated, you could still spread the virus. So this, to me, when I see these vaccine mandates, it's because people are scared to death of public officials closing them down. And so they could say, look, we're doing our part. We're mandating vaccines. And it's worth the money lost of losing students because if we get closed down again, then we, you know, we're going to lose more money. But my concern is if the vaccines start to, you know, crumple and not temper these variants as they keep coming, and then public officials might force people to lock down again. Now, I think the lockdown was so bad and such a bad move, and it was almost impossible to reverse. We're still having trouble reversing the damage from the lockdown, that I think a lot of public officials are going to hesitate bringing that up again. But we don't know what's happening next. Now we hear there's a moo variant. So there's Iota. There's all these other variants that keep kind of popping up that we're hearing about. Those things could sadly be a deciding factor. So we'll keep you posted. Now, in the meantime, some in sports news, Cam Newton had been released from the Patriots. Now, when we found out about that yesterday, there was concern that it was because of his COVID vaccine status. As you know, the NFL had said, look, if you have anybody on your team that's unvaccinated and they cause a COVID outbreak, you're on the line. You have to forfeit, take a loss for that week, as well as pay any damages, financial damages that could have occurred as a result of the COVID outbreak. Now, when we heard that the NFL was doing that, that was the NFL's way of not mandating vaccines. The NFL has trouble doing that because, again, they don't want their players to walk. But on the flip side, they also want to look like they're, you know, playing ball. So I believe 90% of the NFL is vaccinated, but you have a lot of people out there that aren't. Cam Newton has not said he wasn't, but he has asked for privacy for his COVID status, and I think he deserves that. Don't we have HIPAA laws? Everybody says, oh, it doesn't count when it comes to public health, and it doesn't count with COVID, but he's kind of wanted to stay quiet. And apparently there were issues where he couldn't play or there was something going on because he wouldn't test. Well, we're being told now that Coach Bill Belichick says Cam Newton's vaccination status was not a factor in their decision to release him. He said, no, look, you guys keep talking about that. I would just point out that I don't know what the number is, but the number of players, coaches, and staff members that have been infected by COVID in this training camp who have been vaccinated is a pretty high number, so I wouldn't lose sight of that. And Coach Belichick obviously isn't the most, you know, warm and fuzzy guy, but he is reiterating what a lot of us have said, where if you have a game and you have players that get COVID, how do you know if it was the unvaccinated person who spread it or the vaccinated person who spread it? Now, the NFL previously announced that 68 players and staff tested positive for COVID-19 out of 7,100 tested individuals during the last 3 weeks of the preseason. The rate of positive tests among unvaccinated NFL personnel was 7 times higher than the rate of positive tests among vaccinated personnel, but vaccinated people still got it. So Newton was away from the Patriots for 5 days last week due to what the team called a, quote, COVID-19 protocol misunderstanding. He missed 3 practices over that stretch, so that allowed Mac Jones to practice and be a part of the team. And the Patriots had disclosed that Newton had undergone daily testing all the time, all of which were negative. According to NFL protocols, Tier 1 and Tier 2 individuals, including all players, are exempt from daily testing if they have received a vaccine. But Newton has never confirmed his vaccine status, saying it's personal. So, seeing a quarterback have to leave, and, you know, Belichick saying, look, it doesn't have to do with the COVID status. I mean, it could, but it's just stress. It's stress all around. And I get they want their players healthy. They don't want their players getting COVID. They don't want to be blamed for a COVID outbreak. But the truth of the matter is vaccinated individuals can carry it. Just like what's going on with Virginia Tech and schools. Vaccinated college students can still bring COVID to the campus. That's why masks came back. The reason why the CDC brought back the masks is because they finally listened and learned that vaccinated individuals aren't 1,000% immune or sterile. So, a study last week came out saying the viral load is the same whether you're vaccinated or not. It's going to be interesting to see where these rules go, but it looks like more and more people are going towards, all right, we're going to mandate. So we'll keep you posted on what happens next, but it definitely has been a dramatic football season. Not sure where Cam Newton's going to go. We'll see. 1-877-DOCTELLY, don't go away.
Stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hey guys! Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a student in North Carolina has been shot on campus during school hours this afternoon. The 911 call came in shortly before 1 p.m., and this is being reported by Daily Mail. And the call came in from Mount Tabor High School, or Tabor High School, in Winston-Salem, about 100 miles west of Raleigh. The school year started last week. Police confirmed shortly before 2 2 p.m. that one student was shot. The suspect does remain on the loose. The victim was rushed to the hospital. We do not have an update on the victim's condition as of 20 minutes ago. Mount Tabor High School immediately wanted to lock down after shots were fired. Since then, several other nearby schools have locked down out of an abundance of caution. There has thus far not been another incident, according to the Forest County Sheriff's Office. Obviously, frantic parents are seeking information, sifting through rumors. They want to be reunited with their children. There are parked cars on the sidewalk several blocks away as police have directed traffic away from the campus. Students and parents could be seen walking away from the campus towards a nearby shopping center. By the way, it's a beautiful area up there. The trees are amazing. The city tweeted that parents should not respond to the school, which has an enrollment of more than 1,500 students. They don't want teachers calling and yelling at the school, and yeah, I'm sure they're panicked. Forsyth County Sheriff's Office directed parents to go to Harris Teeter. Not the Robin Hood YMCA as instructed earlier to be reunited with their children. Reunification will take some time as students are being transported in stages. The sheriff's office also said this is a no-fly zone and ordered everyone not to fly their drones in the area. So that's interesting. I guess when stuff happens, people want to see, so they'll take a drone and they'll fly it in. Wow. Wow. I didn't even think about that. I mean, it doesn't matter now because apparently they're not going to allow it even if you do that. But, man, that's pretty scary stuff. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI Apple Watches are going to probably include blood pressure sensors as well as a thermometer to help with fertility planning. I love it. I love having medical tech on your watch. I got to tell you, as a doctor, I don't mind you guys doing some tests at home. I don't want them done halfway. I know some of you guys self-administering your COVID test, hoping it won't come up positive. I start to wonder how, you know, deep you're really putting the swab. But mind you, I love the idea of something triggering you to go and seek medical help. I love it. And so Apple Watches may include a blood pressure sensor and fertility tool. This is a part of a new series of new health-related features. Leaked documents also suggest the company is looking to improve how its smartwatches can track sleep patterns and monitor irregular heartbeats. Right now, they do have ways to test one's oxygen, which I think is fantastic, especially in light of COVID. They have ways to, you know, pick up heartbeats. It's not a full-blown EKG, but if your rhythm is off, it can pick up, you know, an abnormal rhythm, and those people that suffer from atrial fibrillation, it could pick that up. So Apple Watch is going to release its seventh version in the coming weeks. It's going to have a larger display and a new flat edge design, but most of the more advanced features are not going to be expected till 2022 at the earliest. Apple wants its watches to detect sleep apnea, provide medical guidance when they sense low blood oxygen levels, even one day spot diabetes. I love it. I love it. I love it. This is being reported by Wall Street Journal and Daily Mail. Apple is right now looking at a proxy that measures the speed of the wave of a heartbeat that goes through a person's arteries using sensors inside the watch. Now, blood pressure is difficult because we measure blood pressure by putting pressure on the arteries and then releasing that pressure and taking readings. So, you know, that's kind of hard to do from a watch, but there might be other ways to pick up on pressure aspects, and we'll see what they do. But usually with blood pressure, I mean, you're in that cuff, and that cuff, it gets pretty tight. So they say some of these features they're looking at might be delayed or might never roll out to customers. I wonder if their stock went up today. I'm sure their stock went up today. But they would also like to be able to take a temperature. And then fertility planning. So when you have a little bump in your temperature, you might be ovulating. And so your basal body temperature. And so if you track your temperature and then all of a sudden the watch tells you, look, you're a little higher today than you normally are, that could mean you're ovulating. And then she could be like, all right, let's do it. Baby making time. So this app Apple Watch being positioned as a wellness tool is huge. This is what the company wants to do, and I guess they're using UK-based Rockley Photonics to develop these non-invasive sensors. And the Apple Watch 6 was the first to read blood oxygen levels, which again is huge. And having something like this is phenomenal. Now, I really see it as revolutionary, because people are, as they're moving towards telemedicine, as they're kind of moving away from going to the doctor, you know, people are trying to avoid, you know, in person. Not that I want anything to substitute for that, but my worry is if you're not going in and getting checked up, who's checking your pulse? Who's checking your blood pressure? Who's checking your blood oxygen? Now, one thing we have to be careful of is where medicine is moving to now is people don't want to do a lot of prevention. They just want to be told when the poop is about to hit the fan and then go and get it fixed. People like a la carte medicine. A la carte isn't necessarily the healthiest, because when I examine you and you're, let's say, in a gown, I look, you know, I don't just listen to your heart and lungs. I'm looking for abnormal moles. I'm looking for melanoma. I'm looking for discolorations that might clue me into you having something else. You know, if your legs are shiny and if your legs aren't growing hair, that's a sign of peripheral vascular disease and possibly artery clogging of your heart, which could lead to heart attack and even stroke. So these are the things I look for. When you're on the table and I have you lie back so I can feel your tummy, I'm not just looking at the tummy. I'm checking for abnormal lymph nodes. I'm looking for discolorations. I'm looking for abnormal hair distribution. I check for edema in your legs. I might pick up congestive heart failure because you came into the doctor's office for something else. Now, mind you, I do telemedicine now and I've closed my office, but those were some of the things I would do. And so, you know, I think the reason why a lot of doctors will still be open to the, you know, to the tech is I think we've come to realize that people don't want to go to the doctor, or their insurance is so bad with such high deductibles that even though physicals are covered, people just don't use their insurance. They're like, I'm not going to go to the doctor unless I have to. So at least some of this tech, not that I support that, but at least some of this tech will kind of alert you that something might be going on. Pulse oximetry is fantastic because the blood oxygen, if your oxygen level is low, that tells you, sometimes you don't realize it, you're tired, you might be feeling under the weather, but if your blood oxygen level is low, that's some serious stuff. Now, has an Apple Watch ever saved lives? Well, in 2018, a Michigan woman saved her drowning husband's life by calling 911 on her Apple Watch. So it wasn't so much a sensor, but she was able to call 911. Now here's the only thing with that. You can't call on your Apple Watch without your phone being nearby. So her phone had to have been nearby, unless she has an Apple Watch. Hold on. Some of these Apple Watches, I think, can be independent of your phone if you pay for Wi-Fi. So scratch that. Somebody else was struck by another vehicle, was able to call 911. So, yeah, looks like if you have them independent. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.